What's up, family? BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV 50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Folks, back on the Boss Man Show with Coach Jason Eck, the Idaho Vandals out there in the big sky. Coach Eck, how you doing, my brother? Good to talk to you, man.
I'm doing great, JR. Great to be on with you, man. Always good to talk a little football.
I hear that, Coach. Man, excuse me, man. How did it make you feel that I got named the head coach out there, man? You've been all these years, man, putting in those hard yards and grinding, man, and now to get you up to the running your program, man. How does it make you feel now?
It was an amazing opportunity, man. It's kind of your goal when you're a young coach getting into the profession to you're a grad assistant to be the head guy one day. So it's kind of a dream come true. But now we gotta make something of it. You know, it's not just you just don't want to become a head coach. Now you want to do a great job with the players, do a great job with the program, and build something special.
I hear that, Coach. You know what, man? Idaho's special. I know they got that cool dome they have there, man. And Moscow's community gets behind this team a lot, man. So let me ask you, man, how's it been with the community showing you love, man? The people around the university, man. How's the love feel with you coming into this new situation, man?
You know what? You know, we got a real passionate fan base here, you know, and our fans, you know, love Idaho, and our alums love Idaho and have a lot of passion for it. And they just, you know, they haven't, you have to go back to the 80s and 90s when they were, you know, 1AA at the time, now FCS, for the last time they really had continued success. But, you know, it's a hungry fan base, man. They're ready to rally around a winner. And you know, I had been here before as an assistant coach. So I knew people in the community and, you know, they're all very excited. And I think have rallied around the program. You know, one of the things I think that makes Idaho a great job, you know, similar to like, you know, the jobs in the Dakotas or the jobs in the Montanas is, you know, you're in one of those states where there's no pro sports, you know, there's no Power Five school in your state. So, you know, you're the land grant institution for the state. You know, you're the oldest institution in the state. So there's a lot of pride that goes with that. And I think that is an advantage for us in FCS football being at one of those places.
I hear that. As much as coach, you know, my father coached some football as well, and basketball when I was a child. Still has a lot of players who call up to this day. And he talked about he got into this business because he wanted to help kids in Atlanta who were underprivileged and needed some guidance. What made you want to get into coaching and help young men the way you have done all these years, coach?
Well, I think coaches really make a difference. You know, I'm like you, JR. You know, I grew up in a coach's family. My dad was a hoops coach as well. So, you know, I think just I saw – you know, him every day excited to go to work. You know, he was never like, you know, complaining about punching the clock or something like, you know, you see some people with jobs. So he was always excited. He never felt like he was working and, you know, keeps you young, working with those young people. And, you know, you're making a difference in guys' lives every day. And there was a few times as an assistant where my career wasn't going great, where I kind of entertained, you know, maybe I should get out and try something else. But you know, there's a couple of those moments where like a player came back who you didn't even realize you impacted that much. And then they tell you how much you impacted them. And that's powerful. You know, it kind of draws you in and, you know, makes you think, yeah, I am making a difference probably even more than I know in these young men's life. And it's rewarding. So that the players are my why. I love doing it for the players and the relationships you build with them. And you know, that's the exciting thing. You know, I started as an O-line coach. and you're building that relationship with like 15 guys. And then when I was a coordinator, now you got half the team. It's, you know, 40, 50 guys you're building a relationship with. And now the exciting thing is a head coach is, you know, we're going to have 110 guys on our fall camp roster. So I got opportunity to build relationships and get close to 110 guys on the team. So that's a, it's a challenge because that's a lot of people, but it's also a great opportunity.
Now, Jason, when you like me as a kid, I was 4 years old drawing up a practice by my dad, doing a practice plan with my dad. I was doing practice plans at 4 years old. Had their dad gets home, baseball, basketball, football. It's like, when you like me at 4 years old, did you
get your dad? I was just like that. Yeah. Plans? I was just like that. He'd get his little, like, you know, basketball newsletters and basketball manuals in the mail, and I'd be studying them. And then, you know, like, when I was in high school, like, I coached my younger brother, who was, you know, 4 years younger than me. I was coaching his teams, like, I was a junior in high school and I was coaching the eighth grade basketball team. So, you know, coaching was definitely in the blood, and my mom tried to talk me out of it. But when I finished up playing at Wisconsin, I decided, you know what, no, this is what I want to do. And then I was able to get right into it as a grad assistant.
I hear that. Let me ask you, Jason. I know I was one time a co-host, man. And I knew I was preparing in my mind when I got my opportunity to be my own guy, what I would do. So for you and your role as GA, moving on up the ranks, how's you going to prepare yourself to become a head coach when the opportunity presents itself? You're ready to go and not knock out the park the way you're doing right now.
Yeah, you know, I was, however you want to look at it, whether I was fortunate or unfortunate, but in my years as an assistant coach, which was, you know, over 20 years, I worked for 12 different head coaches. Which is kind of crazy. You know, some of them were kind of crazy situations that were like one and dones and things like that. But now looking back at it, that exposed me to a lot of different ways of doing things. So I think I'm borrowing a little bit something from every guy who I worked with. You know, probably the two most influential were probably my first and my last, you know, Coach Barry Alvarez, who's who I played for as a player. And then I was a GA for him. And, you know, that was really probably my foundation of coaching. And then John Stiglmeyer, who I worked with at South Dakota State. You know, and he was probably the first head coach I ever worked for, told me, hey, you should be a head coach. You got what it takes to be a head coach. And, you know, I think I learned a lot about him just believing in your players. And I think he believed in me as an assistant. I think that empowers people, you know, when you believe in them. And those are probably the guys I probably took the most from with their approach and how they built things. And, you know, that's kind of our goal here is to build a program, kind of how like South Dakota State has built one up at FCS.
No doubt. And for you, Jason, what's going to be your ideal vandal to run your program and some of the principles of your program each week to prepare hard and get better every day?
You know, the four fundamentals or foundations of our program, you know, that we're going to try to build around are accountability, you know, guys who take care of their business, toughness, guys who are mentally tough and can, you know, withstand adversity and respond when bad stuff happens. Guys who have urgency, so a passion to get better every day, and then guys who have grit, you know, are able to, you know, put in work over a long period of time. Sometimes you don't get that immediate gratification that's popular now, but you got to work through it to do that. And so, you know, we want guys who love football, you know, guys who are passionate about it. And again, we got a great college town up here in Moscow, and I like that, but, you know, you want guys who are, you know, passionate about football and school. And, you know, again, if you're passionate about nightlife, you know, you probably want to go to UNLV or something instead of University of Idaho. But we got to find the right fits. And guys who love football, we got great facilities up here. And that's excellent academic school. So we find those right fits, they'll love it up here and have great careers.
Yes, and I feel like young men from Atlanta should come up there because I feel like you grow leaving home. I don't think I would have been the man I am today if I stayed home in Atlanta for college and played it back home. So I feel like young men should want to leave Atlanta or anywhere else, go somewhere like Moscow where you can actually hone in your craft, become a man, yeah. Find yourself, and you're also going to get a great education at the same time and have a degree once you leave.
No question. And Atlanta is such a hotbed. I mean, there's a lot of great players down in Atlanta high school football. And again, I know that from, you know, playing down there at St. Pius the 10th. I just think of the guys who were, you know, coming out when I was in high school, you know, Patrick Pass was at Tucker, who ended up being a great player. Matt Stinchcomb was doing TV now. You know, he was, I forget, one of those Gwinnett schools, but you know, there's always been a lot of great players there. And again, we'll find them wherever they are. You know, we're focused a little bit more on the West Coast just for, you know, budgetary reasons, and, you know, flying guys in is a little cheaper with those shorter flights. But, you know, if there's good players in Atlanta that are a fit, we'd love to get them out here too.
No doubt. And Coach, they are talking about that and that Big Sky footprint out there out west where you're at. There's just some talented guys out there within driving distance and flying distance of coming to your campus, man. And I feel like, you know, so many talented guys now. It's like the levels of FCS and FBS are not that far apart. The talent's there on every level right now. And I feel like with the transfer portal, you can probably find some fits there quicker, it can come down and play right away for you guys and help you fill some gaps where needed.
No question. And, you know, we want our nucleus to be the Northwest. So, you know, the three big metro areas that we have that are in driving distance to us are, you know, Portland, Seattle, Tacoma, and then Boise, Idaho. So those three areas are really going to be the home base and our starting point of recruiting. You know, North Idaho, like Coeur d'Alene and Spokane, Washington's a little smaller, but still a lot of good Vandals up there. And then from there, we'll branch out to California. You know, a lot of players in California, and those are easy flights to get out here. And then a couple other western states that we think really have good football and a lot of FCS players are Arizona and Utah. So those are kind of our starting points. And then, you know, we're going to complement with the transfer portal. You know, again, we want to build majority through high school kids, but, you know, we've added some pieces this year. You know, this summer we added three guys, Paul Mawala, who's from Notre Dame, who's a linebacker, who transferred in. Giuliano Folanico, who's from USC, who's a defensive end, edge rusher, transfer. And then Jabori Gibbs, who was our starting quarterback in 2019 at South Dakota State, transferred in as well. So we added three guys this summer, added a few other guys at the mid-year who are going to be major contributors. So, you know, we'll dabble in the portal and get a few guys out of there. But for the most part, we want to try to build with high school guys and develop those guys. I think that's, I look back to South Dakota State, most of our best players were guys we developed and brought through the ranks.
No doubt. And because, you know, once you get them in there, get them in your strength program, develop those bodies. Because like you said, you know, when you transfer a guy in, you have to hope he fits your culture. When you get them fresh out of the box, you can really mold them into that culture. So I know what you mean. You want to have some guys who know the culture as they get older and ready to give you a contribute sophomore, junior, senior year. So I love what you did, all this stuff at Dakota State out there, man, doing that, what you did. Because I feel like, you know, it was sustainable. You know, that's something that you can really turn over every year rather than trying to get a holding with new roster pretty much every year, 15, 20 guys every year.
No question. No, and again, I think every school is a little different. I think you got to find the recipe that works for your school. And, you know, some places are, you know, James Madison, when they were FCS, you know, they had a lot of luck with the transfers, and, you know, they were kind of in the crossroads of so many of those schools in Virginia and North Carolina that were FBS schools and things. So there was a lot of guys there, you know, local. Again, you know, we got, you know, probably three FBS schools within a 5-hour drive of our campus. So there's not as many, you know, you got Washington State, and Boise, you know, are within driving distance, but there's not quite as many guys who are drop downs that we can look at there. So we'll complement it. But again, I think building the culture from within is important.
And how's the workouts been over the spring and summer for you guys, man? Because I know the fall camp's coming up here in August here, like, trying to get guys stronger and implement things as you go. So how's it been going for you guys getting to get a bond with your guys who you're just meeting now?
Yeah, our kids are doing a great job. I think they've really bought in and welcomed the new staff and been coachable. You know, there hasn't been any resistance. So, you know, we had a good spring practice, and, you know, really our goal there was to get everybody better and then also, you know, get our systems taught. And then really do a good job of evaluating our personnel, just seeing what we had, you know, seeing where we had dudes and what their strengths and weaknesses are. And I think our staff did a good job of identifying that. And then now this summer, our guys came back June 2nd to start the summer program. A majority of our freshmen just had their first workout yesterday. They came over the weekend, our incoming guys. And we have a new strength coach, Caleb Heim, who we hired over from the University of South Dakota. And he's doing a great job of, you know, bringing energy every day in there. We're getting them up and getting early. Yeah, up here so north, it gets pretty bright, man. The sun usually rises about 5:30 up here in North Idaho. So we're getting them up early, and they're getting after it in the morning and then taking care of their academics or work throughout the day. But been very happy with the team. Our second group is finishing up right now. Our DBs, wideouts, and running backs are out in the field behind me right now.
I've got two more for you, Coach. One of them being for you, man, Jason. How has the game changed since you was a player at Wisconsin in the 90s, man? How's the game changed in your mind?
You know, it's changed a little bit. You know, it's been an involvement. Obviously, you look at, you know, football, the, you know, when I was in college, you know, most teams are still under center, you know, and that's kind of evolved now where, you know, we still run a lot of the same, like, run concepts we did when I was at Wisconsin, but we've evolved now. Now our quarterback's, you know, in pistol or he's in shotgun, which has changed the game. You know, the advent of things like RPOs has definitely changed. But I think what hasn't changed is still a lot of the core things that win are the same. You got to be good at the line of scrimmage. You know, you win games O-line, D-line, and quarterback. That's something I really believe at. And if you do a good job with developing those positions and getting those positions right, I think you can find the guys. There's a lot of, you know, DBs and receivers and running backs that will fit if you're good at the O-line, D-line, and quarterback. So I think that part of it hasn't changed. And, you know, again, I think the I think kids still want to be coached. I think probably the biggest difference is I think you've got to really do a good job as a coaching staff, being able to explain the why behind we're doing things. You know, maybe 20 years ago, if a coach just said it, the kid was going to do it. I think kids will still do it, but you got to you got to explain yourself. You got to say, why are we doing this? And I think if you can do a good job of explaining the why behind everything we do and having a why behind everything we do, you know, the kids are going to buy in and run through the wall for you just like you want them to.
That's one for you, Coach. Knowing you're an Atlanta guy, man, what's your favorite spot to eat here in Atlanta when you was in town, man?
Well, I always like stopping by that Varsity Drive-In down there by Georgia Tech and everything. I remember we'd go down there, you know, when you're on recruiting trips and stuff, you get those free tickets to go to those Georgia Tech games. And we'd go down and, you know, you get the Frosted Orange and get some burgers and stuff before the game at the Varsity. So that was always my favorite spot. And then you could hop right over to Bobby Dodd and watch the Yellow Jackets play down the road. That was probably I ended up going to Wisconsin, but that was probably, if I hadn't gone to Wisconsin, I probably would have went to Georgia Tech. So I got a lot of good memories of growing up and going down there and hanging out in downtown Atlanta. You know, I was the area when Outkast was hot back when I was in high school. Yeah. And they were just coming up. They still had the Freaknik in Atlanta. It was a little different back then, man. But those good memories.
Yeah, no, I love the Varsity too, man. I was a little Taco Mac. I don't know. I'm the biggest Taco Mac fan you can ever imagine, man. I love me some Taco Mac. I love the wings and those chicken wraps, man. I can eat them every day, man.
Well, I appreciate it, man. JR, you know, what you're doing to promote football, specifically FCS football in the media, man, I think that's awesome. And we appreciate you.
Coach, anytime, man. I'm going to get your number offline before you go, man. I just want to stay in contact with you as well, buddy.
All right, man. You take care.
All right, now. What's up, family? Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Bet Online continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to Bet Online today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.